Estevan, Southeast College, in partnership with the Southeast Tech Hub, hosted the fourth Innovation Conversation, called Energy and Innovation in Estevan, featuring Petroleum Technology Research Center, PTRC, President and CEO Ranjith Narayanasamy and his team. Narayanasamy has been working in the utility industry since 2005 in Canada, and has over 16 years of versatile experiences from SaskPower in senior management positions. During his time at SaskPower, Narayanasamy won the Premier's Award for Public Service Excellence in 2019. He has served on numerous boards in both the private and public sectors. Narayanasamy opened by saying he's always happy to come to Estevan because of its reputation as the energy city. It gives a lot of energy for the province, because look at the power plants and the work we have done here, and also all the industry around oil and gas. It's a very, very important city, said Narayanasamy. The PTRC celebrated its 25th anniversary earlier this year, and the agency wouldn't have lasted this long without the Aquastor project near Estevan. Estevan was showcased at a carbon capture conference in Edmonton and at international events in Lyon, France, and Abu Dhabi, with people learning about the carbon capture and storage project at SaskPower's Boundary Dam Power Station and the nearby Aquastor project. Between $60 and $70 million has been invested into the Aquastor project, Narayanasamy said, and 500 tons of CO2 is being injected per day from Boundary Dam. Narayanasamy thanked Estevan City Council and the City of Estevan for their support of a geothermal optimization project. The reason for geothermal is you're taking the same skill set that we have right now in the oil and gas industry, he said. You need a rig, you need to drill a well, but you're not looking for oil and gas. Instead of that, we are looking for hot water for heating. Narayanasamy credited Gordon Moore with the Southeast Tech Hub, calling him a champion of the PTRC. Conversations have been happening with the Southeast College on opportunities for collaboration on training and development on CCUS and geothermal. A couple of new research opportunities include blue hydrogen, which has five provinces examining its potential. The other one is compressed air energy storage, which he said is simple because it stores the air in the salt caverns, and when the energy is needed, the air is released to run a turbine. Narayanasamy stressed the PTRC is not talking about oil and gas going away, but they are looking at less emissions and more energy. He also touched on the CO2 utilization that the PTRC has been involved with in the Weyburn oil fields and recalled how, at an international conference, he told one delegate that in Saskatchewan, CO2 is money, because it can be used in enhanced oil recovery. Whitecap Resources is doing some great work in CO2 injections, he noted. Brittany Musla, the business development officer for the PTRC, said she wants to share the success stories for the PTRC and the Estevan area. The future energy opportunities are talking about the new technologies, what we have, where we have landed in terms of the years of history. The commodity is our expertise, it is the research that has been conducted. And it's about finding the ways that we can continue to invest to push that impact forward in terms of Estevan, said Musla. Job opportunities are about taking training and development, using the jobs that are already being highlighted within Estevan and starting to give similar opportunities within the energy and the sustainable energy sector. Marzia Kamali, a postdoctorate at the University of Regina who is doing an internship with PTRC, talked about the geothermal project, how geothermal energy works and its history in Saskatchewan. We did the pre-feasibility study for geothermal in Estevan and got great information. We studied that there are three aquifers all through Saskatchewan possible for using geothermal, said Kamali. Many of the questions at the end of the session focused on geothermal's potential, and it was noted that CO2 injection actually could be used in geothermal. Tanya Andrist, Applied Research Lead Officer with Southeast College, said the PTRC presentation was a really good event. PTRC has been involved with carbon capture and sequestration and we've been using this technology in Saskatchewan for many years, said Andrist. Other parts of the world are just catching on that this is a really good way to meet targets for emissions. So, this is an opportunity for Estevan, and for Saskatchewan to be ahead of what's happening because globally, people, industry and governments are looking at CCUS as a potential technology for reducing emissions and we've already been doing it. This conversation was a reflection of our community from outsiders to remind us how interesting we are and how innovative we are, and that Estevan is a world leader. Andrist said the college, through the Center of Sustainable Innovation, is really trying to deliver a positive message about the energy transition and it is engaged in preparing the workforce and preparing the community for the changes that are coming in a way that gives the community the most opportunities for success. The full presentation is available at the Southeast Tech Hub website at estevanhub.ca. For more about PTRC, go to their website at ptrc.ca.